Hey mga katambay, I am inspired by what we celebrated last February, yung EDSA Revolution. You know, hindi para mag-oppose ng anything, but on how we aspire freedom, kalayaan. Dahil we all believe that this is very, very important and something that is essential, but something also that is neglected, na nakakalimutan, na pinapabayaan natin ang ating kalayaan, our freedom. And in this episode, let's talk about this. Let this episode be a good reminder to all of us mga katambay dito sa ating tambayan that malaya ka, pero kasama sa iyong kalayaan, may responsibilidad ka. So listen to this and may God bless you. Ikaw ay malaya. Ako ay malaya. Tayo ay malaya. And this is a beautiful message and also a good reminder to everybody na tayo ay pinalaya. When we look at our history, we could see on how some of our heroes, national heroes, they really fought for this. Pinaglaban nila ang ating kalayaan para ma-experience ang tunay na fulfillment ng buhay. Ang tunay na maging buhay, di ba, kapag may kalayaan. And also when we go to our religious aspect, we all know that Jesus did that as well. Pinalaya niya tayo sa ating mga kasalanan, sa mga kasalanang gumagapos sa atin, di ba? Tayo ay malaya. But the thing is, sa bawat kalayaan na ito, na sana ay huwag nating kalimutan, and at the same time, sana huwag nating abusuhin. Let this be a reminder to everybody who's listening now in this episode. Hello mga katambay, welcome to Tambayan with Coach Lep, and this is powered by the Abundance Network. I am your host, Philip Sumera. I am a motivational speaker, a life coach, a content creator, a feast builder, or a preacher. Thank you so much for hanging out with me dito sa ating tambayan. Ito ang iyong tambayan na siguradong meron kang matututunan. Follow me mga katambay dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or kung saang platform mo man ito pinakikinggan. Make sure lang to hit that follow button and bell button para sa mga susunod na bagong episode ay maabisuhan kahagad. You will be advised that meron na tayong bagong kwentuhan dito sa ating tambayan. Now, as we talk about freedom, what is freedom? Freedom is a concept that refers to the ability to act, to think, and to express oneself without being constrained by external forces. Sa tingin ko, sa definition na yun, napakalinaw kung ano ang kalayaan. Walang pumipigil, walang limitasyon. Kumbaga, it's something that you could do freely, okay? Wala ring masasabi nating kailangan kang i-avail, walang kailangan kang bayaran, okay? So, that is freedom. Pero the thing is, when we talk about freedom in different aspects, kailangan may kaakibat siyang responsibility. Kaya nga, ang ganda na sa tingin ko magandang pagkwentuhan natin ito dito sa ating tambayan because there are a lot of times, listen katambaya, there are a lot of times that I could see that we are using our freedom, ang ating kalayaan, sa maling pamamaraan. We think that we're practicing our freedom, but in the long run, actually, yun yung maling perspective. Yun yung maling thinking na minsan pinaglalaban natin yung kalayaan na ito, yung freedom na ito. Nakakalimutan natin na sa kalayaang ito, may responsibility'ng kadikit. So, naalala ko tuloy yung sinabi ni Uncle Ben kay Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man, that great power comes with great responsibility. So, parang ganun din. When you talk about power, it's also like freedom, di ba? And great freedom comes with great responsibility. The thing is this, minsan kapag nakakalimutan natin siya or napapabayaan natin siya, we tend to, alam niyo yun, apply the negative side of this freedom. Kaya naman, it's important that we really, alam niyo yun, be reminded to have this responsibility in handling this freedom. Anong ibig kong sabihin? Let me give you an example, okay? Isang araw, on my way home, pauwi na po ako sa aming bahay, Marilao, Bulacan po ako, so NLEX po ang biyahe ko. And dito sa aming tawag dito, pag e-exit ka na po ng Maykawayan, grabing mag-traffic dyan. So, I appreciate the effort na ginawa po ng NLEX na gumawa sila ng yellow lane. Yellow lane, yellow straight lane, not broken lane. If you're a driver, alam mong ibig sabihin yan, ibig sabihin, hindi ka dapat magko-cross doon. Kasi it's a straight line, may yellow pa para talagang maabisuhan ka, para ma-advise ka talaga na hindi dapat dumaan doon, hindi ka dapat mag-intersect doon, no? So, meron certain part lang na broken lines. And when you talk about broken lines, again, when you're a driver, doon ka pwedeng pumasok. Okay? Doon ka pwedeng dumaan sa mga broken lines. The thing is this, ang traffic, ang tagal-tagal mo na nag-aantay. Kasi nga, well, talagang yung lugar na yun is nagbabottleneck yung traffic. Okay? So, understandable yung traffic. But, ang hindi understandable is alam nyo, ang daming mga sasakyan pa rin na sumisingit. Ang daming mga, alam nyo yun, well, for me, it's very disrespectful. Because ako, pipila ako. I will choose na mag-antay because that is the right thing to do. Diba? Susunod ako sa batas. Okay? And the thing is, I also respect those who waited. Hindi lang naman ako yung nag-aantay. Ang dami nag-aantay. Ang masaklap nito, alam mo yun, 30 minutes kang nag-aantay. Tapos bigla na lang eto, may sisingit, i-intersect dun sa solid line. Tapos minsan, sila pa yung galit, sila pa yung bumubusina na hindi mo pinagbibigyan. Diba? So parang, wow! Grabe naman tong mga to. Diba? So, the thing is, I was thinking, maybe kasi they're thinking na I can do this. Wala namang pumupuna. Lalo na kapag walang mga ano no, mga tawag dito enforcers who will guard and magbabantay talaga. Alam niyo 'yun? So talagang antindi. Inis na inis talaga ako sa mga ganyan. And maybe dun sa mga driver na 'yun, they were thinking na I can do this. It is my right to do this. Gusto kong mauna. Gusto kong gano'n. Pero that's what I'm saying. Yes, you may be free, lalo na kung walang enforcers na gumagawa. Pero it's the wrong practice of freedom. Nawawala ang disiplina. Yan. Okay? So, akaibat ng pagiging responsible, ay dapat may disiplina ka. Later, pag-uusapan natin yan. So, that's one perfect example of, alam nyo yun, mga inaabuso nating kalayaan. Ito pa nga eh, same situation na minsan may enforcer na. So ang gagawin ng mga enforcer dun sa mga sumisingit, ay umikot kayo, hindi nila pinapayagang sumingit. Pinapadiretso sila, hindi sila ngayon maka-exit sa Maykawayan. And ang next exit na is sa Marilao, medyo malayong ikot. No? Eh, hindi papayag talaga yung enforcer. Anong gagawin yung driver? Makikipag-debate pa. Di ba? Ikaw na yung mali, ikaw pa yung makipagpilitan. Again, maybe they're thinking that I'm free to do this dahil meron silang sariling reason. But ipaglalaban ba natin yung maling rason? Diba? Dahil sa pananaw mo, malaya ako to do this, inasan yung responsibility? Yan ang ibig kong sabihin, ano, katambay. So, nagiging, alam mo yun, applicable ito sa mga aspeto ng buhay natin. Yung kinuwento ko is sa aspeto lang ng traffic wherein maling disiplina, maling pagiging responsible person ang ina-apply natin, di ba? So, how much more maaaring ikaw, katambay, may sarili ka ring kwento about this. Number one, yung mga sumisingit din sa pila. Inis na inis tayo dyan, di ba? So, again, freedom and responsibility, hindi sila nagkakalayo. Okay? Meron tayong gampanin bilang malayang tao to be responsible on how we will use this freedom natin. One more. Ito pa ha. Napopular ngayon na nakikita ko sa social media. When we bash people, when we say negative things to people, di ba? Parang andali ngayong mag-comment that whenever it is that we see that is negative to the person, parang andali na lang mag-sense. Tapos sasabihin natin, opinion ko yun eh. I'm free to say what I want to say. Talaga ba? Bakit kailangang i-post pa? If you really want to address something to the person, but hindi mo na lang directly sabihin? I think that's the more appropriate way to do it rather than putting it in the social media. Baka kasi ang agenda, it's not really to address the concern, but it's really para ano, likes, para makilala, para makakuha ng pansin. The sad thing is, parang ngayon kasi, kapag may nakitang mali, mas nagte-trend. Yun ba ang habol natin? Nasaan ang pagiging responsible doon? Oo, nakita ko yung kalayaan na magsasabi ka ng something that you don't like. Okay? Pero is that the right thing to do? Is that the appropriate thing to do? Is that the, alam mo yun, makataong thing to do? Sana we consider that, no? Having this freedom in us, no? Malaya akong gawin yan. Oo, lahat naman tayo, malaya talaga na gawin ang everything and anything. But it is the right thing. Is it the right thing to do? Is that something that gagawin ng isang responsableng tao? So, again, the goal here is hindi para banggain, makipagdebate, i-call ang attention, but I hope it would shed some light to us. And nawa, alam mo yun, ma-realize natin na oo nga, dapat ata tawag dito, may kaakibat na disiplina, may attachment na responsibilidad ang bawat iniisip kong malaya akong gawin. Okay? Okay. Now, at this point, let's listen first to my fellow podcaster dito sa The Abundance Network.
Hey guys, Burns Okazi here. Thanks for tuning in to The Abundance Network. Just want to drop in and ask you something. Are you also that type of person who gets so scared and frustrated whenever your friends ask you why Catholics worship Mary and the saints and you just don't know how to answer? Have you ever wondered how to properly read and really understand the Bible as a Catholic? Wow, I know, those are very, very interesting and deep geek out questions. So please join me in unboxing Catholicism as we discover the richness, truth, and beauty of our faith and learn to defend it clearly without being preachy. See you there!
Alright, so I encourage you that after you listen to this episode, pakinggan mo naman yung podcast nila, and I am telling you, you will be blessed. At this point, what I want to do is to share to you some habits that we can do in order to express this responsibility sa pagiging malaya. Alright? So, let's begin. Number one, you need to be reliable. That's one good habit na pwede natin gawin as we practice being a responsible person. Hindi aspeto na tayo ay free, you know? Make a habit, katambay, that you keep your promises. If nangako ka, make sure na hindi mapapako. Make sure na kung ano ang, alam mo yun, bitawan mong salita, most especially kapag sinabi mong gagawin mo ito, you make it a point na gawin mo. Make sure that you're true to your commitments. And when we say commitments, for example, it could be something na may schedule ka, ninset para dun sa tao, you do it. Ano pa? When your part din ng commitment is sa aspeto ng relationship. The thing is, responsibilidad mo yung pagkakaroon ng commitment na yan. Kaya nga, di ba, being in a relationship, it really takes a commitment and responsibility. Hindi pwedeng pumasok ka sa isang relasyon tas babaliwalain mo. Parang sa isang pamilya lang yan eh, di ba? We're committed to each other. Hindi pwedeng pababayaan mo, di ba? Hindi pwedeng, hindi mo napapansinin, you won't do anything, wala kang effort, hindi, di ba? Kaya yan ang ibig sabihin of being committed, being responsible. Malaya kang to do anything, di ba? But what's the right thing to do? Yan yung ulit-uliting kong sasabihin. What's the right thing to do? Most especially as we talk about relationship, no? So maybe it could be in at work as well. It could be in school, no? Sabi ko kanina, relationship. And also in your finances. So this is very important that you, as you practice this freedom na meron ka, be reliable, katambay, okay? So that you could be responsible, okay, in handling this freedom. Another, you need to take ownership. Anong ibig sabihin? Ownership saan? Madalas mahilig tayong kapag may pagkakamali, nanunuro ng ibang tao. Tinuturo yung iba, no? Para saan? Para, alam yon, hindi tayo yung managot. Right? The thing is, as we talk about freedom, at sa bawat ginagawa natin na tayo ay may kalayaan, hindi mo maiiwasan na ikaw ay magkakamali. Di ba? Take ownership dun sa mga pagkakamaling yon. That instead of pointing fingers, that instead of blaming others, that instead of excuses, own up all those mistakes and work on how to correct them. That's the best thing to do, okay? Kapag may mga pagkakamali. Minsan kasi, ang nakakalungkot, ikaw na yung mali, ikaw pa yung galit, ikaw pa yung, alam mo yun, ayaw intindihin. Kasi the thing is this, listen, katambay ha, para sa'yo, maaring tama ka, pero I pray na magkaroon ka rin ng attitude of really listening, dahil baka yung perspective mo na iniisip mong tama ay mali pala. Be open to be teachable. Be open to relearn and unlearn things, katambay. So take ownership. Alright? Kasi ito pa, isang sinasabi ko kanina, you need to have this self-discipline. So you need to practice self-discipline. Develop self-discipline by setting rules and boundaries for yourself. Okay? So kailangan, alam mo, meron kang healthy boundaries na itinatakda, isineset, binibigay sa iyong sarili. Malaya ka to do anything but may limitasyon. Diba? Naalala ko nung panahon na ako po ay teenager. Diba? Yan yung mga panahon na ang sarap mag-party-party, inom dito, lakad dito, pasyal dito. Pero alam mo yun, may limitasyon. Hindi dapat sobra-sobra. Hindi dapat umaabuso. Kaya nga, alam niyo, listen, if you're young people na nakikinig dito sa Tambayan, I pray that may this help you understand your parents. Because that's what they are teaching you. Okay? They are teaching you to be responsible dito sa kalayaan na meron ka. Na huwag maging, alam mo yun, huwag sumobra-sobra. Dahil, again, lahat ng sobra ay hindi healthy. Tandaan. Okay? Be understanding sa kanila kung bakit. I hope this will open your eyes and open your heart to understand bakit naghihigpit. Bakit ka binibigyan ng rules. Di ba? Kasi importante yan. Darating ang panahon na ikaw na ang mag-i-implement niyan sa sarili mo. Dahil kailangang may limitasyon din. For example, screen time. Sobra-sobra ka naman na ata sa screen time. Sobra-sobra ka na sa mga mobile games. Sobra-sobra ka na sa mga social media, sa Netflix, sa Disney Plus, sa kung ano-ano pa na ginagawa mo. Excessive use of that could lead to, alam niyo, pagkasira ng mata, tapos hindi ko pa nagiging productive. So, this is what I'm saying. You need to have this discipline. Anytime you could watch this, anytime you could play, anytime, libre yan. Free ka to do that eh. Diba? Pero again, disiplina. Kailangan yan para ikaw ay maging responsible person. Lalo na sa aspeto ng kalayaan ang pinag-uusapan natin ngayon. Parang ano rin, excessive at sobra-sobrang pagkain ng mga hindi naman healthy. Chips, soft drinks, oily foods. Ayan, para sa akin yan. Diba? malaya ka to buy 24/7 sa mga fast food. But the thing is, you need this discipline. You need to be responsible. Okay? The thing is, pag pinabayaan mo sarili mo at the long run, ikaw din na magsasuffer. Kaya self-discipline is very important. Another, empathy. Show empathy. Empathy and understanding towards others and be willing to help those in need. Kailangan din to katambay. That sa kalayaan natin, pipiliin natin na maging biyaya din sa iba. Na sa kalayaan natin, that imbis na gagamitin natin to sa hindi tama, gamitin natin ito sa makabuluhang paraan na tumutulong tayo sa iba. And one good way is that we're bringing people to Jesus. Malaya ka to do what you want, then maybe get to know this person who sets you free as well. When the sun sets you free, you're free indeed. Tandaan mo yan. At siya na nagbigay kalayaan sa'yo, siya na nagmahal sa'yo kahit ikaw ay makasalanan, then maybe the right thing to do to really empathize with this person is to be his witness, to be his testimony to people so that they would also recognize that they are free. Na malaya rin sila. I pray, katambay, na these habits could help you to choose the right thing to do. Ang bottom line, my last message is, at the end of the day, sa kalayaan natin, may mga pinipili tayong bagay na, alam mo yun, interesado kasi tayo. May self-interest tayo. Gusto natin. Yun yung sinasabi ko kanina eh. Sa perspective natin, sa mindset natin, maganda to, tama ito. Diba? Pero sana huwag tayong maging sarado. Sarado saan? Sarado na tignan, alamin, intindihin na baka nga nagpo-focus ka masyado sa self-interest mo lang. Na nakakalimutan mo na na may ibang mga tao ring malaya. And the thing is, you need to be humble enough to listen to them as well. Sa mga maaaring sasabihin nila, sa mga nararamdaman nila, sa mga feelings din nila. Dahil at the end of the day, hindi lang naman ikaw ang anak ng Diyos. Hindi lang naman ikaw ang tao dito sa mundo. Okay? So, I really pray, my beloved friends, that this will open you. Okay? That this would bless you to see this freedom na may kaakibat na responsibilidad. Na may dapat disiplina galing sa atin. Sige, dasal tayo. Let's ask the guidance of the Lord for, alam mo yun, gabayan na tayo dito sa kalayaan na kanyang ipinagkaloob sa atin. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Panginoon, maraming salamat po sa biyaya ng kalayaan na ito. And true enough, Lord, we need you. We need your guidance as na sana tama ang aming gawin dito sa mga kalayaan na yan, binigay mo sa amin. Na nawa matutunan namin ang maging isang responsableng tao. Nakagaya mo, Panginoon, you're choosing the right thing to do. Nawa, yun din po ang aming piliin. Kasama ang inyong grasya. We need you, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much, Katambay, for listening, for your time. Maraming salamat talaga for supporting this tambayan. If you have some question, suggestion, or may comment ka rin with regards to this topic, you could email me at tambayanwithcoachlep@gmail.com. Again, please follow me dito sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, at iba pang platform na pinakikinggan mo ito. Pakiusap ko pala, pakirate mo naman yung podcast ko. This will help me to, alam mo yun, pumasok sa algorithm, and marami pa tayong makasama dito sa ating tambayan. So maraming salamat muli sa iyo, Katambay. Thank you so much, Jesus. Thank you so much, The Abundance Network. Stay great, everybody. Be mightily blessed.